Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe if you like the podcast. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. Folks, if you're just joining the podcast for the first time, congratulations. Thank you very much for joining. End Time World News is the independent and alternative media organization dedicated to finding truth and issues facing Christians and non-Christians in the world every day. That ought to give you a little bit of a rundown about what we are and who we are, folks. Like, share, subscribe if you like the podcast. Okay. Today's news comes from naturalnews.com. That's naturalnews.com, dated today, July 17th, 2023. Very interesting article indeed, folks. I have a very interesting article here. The article reads as follows. It's very interesting. U.S. government, this is the headline now, U.S. government planned out, executed the pandemic proof, the COVID pandemic proof. This is true. I've been saying this. This was a military operation right from the get-go, folks. They did this. The government did this. The world's government did this. They conspired. China led the way. Everybody else got caught up. They got caught up in the drama. They got caught up in all of the media hype and BS. And lo and behold, we have a global pandemic all over the world. There never was a pandemic, folks. Yeah, COVID was spreading around, but it's because people were sick. They had a bad case of the flu. Yeah, if COVID exists, let's see it. Let's see it, folks. And I always challenge people to that, and they can never produce anything. You know, they just walk away. They're all disgusted. And I pray for my brothers and sisters in Christ when they do that. So let's get into today's news, shall we? Here we go. Again, the headline reads as follows. U.S. government planned out and executed COVID, the COVID pandemic, and here's the proof. Let's roll here, folks. Let's go. It was many decades in the making, the Wuhan coronavirus or COVID-19 pandemic, that is. Far from being a random occurrence, COVID was a planned event. Hence, why many now call it a plan, P-L-A-N, demic, D-E-M-I-C. That's what plandemic stands for. That was schemed out with the highest levels of the U.S. federal government. At least since the Federal Reserve Act of 1913 was passed, the globalists who've infiltrated America have been passing laws and socially engineering the public over several generations. This goes back to over 100 years almost, folks, or close to it. For such a time as this, State of the Nation put together a powerful expose showing beyond a shadow of a doubt that the COVID was no accident. And again, folks, let me stop and digress for just a second. The link will be down below for your reading, so you can read it in its entirety. Again, the link will be down below, the article link. Just click the link so you can read this article in entirety, and it's very, very interesting. So let's get back to the podcast here, folks. As though it's well concealed, perpetrators designed the perfect 1-2 punch, first knock down, then knock out, the U.S. citizenry, the outlet reported. The launch of the COVID-19 bioweapon, and that's exactly what it is, a bioweapon to depopulate the world, was obviously the first punch, perfectly set up and weaponized by the COVID vaccine, second punch. Related, Tony Fauci and numerous NIH officials may not have been legally appointed to their positions, meaning everything they did is still null and void. This is very true. The genocidal COVID vaccines were aimed primarily at traditional white Christian nations. Absolutely. They want to depopulate the world. They want to depopulate people and start race wars. This is how these people are, folks. I know this is I try to keep this very clean and considered a clean, decent Christian podcast, but sometimes there's ugly in the world, and you have to pray for people and forgive people, but this is something that cannot be forgiven in just a minute or two. This is something that has been, this hoax has been portrayed on the world as genocide. And again, genocidal COVID vaccines were aimed primarily at traditionally white Christian nations. It turns out that the COVID, wherever it actually is and was conducted over the course of several decades, then it was stealthy unleashed, though what the State of the Nation describes as a Zeo-Anglo-American Axis sphere of influence. The whole point of the COVID was to unleash the so-called vaccines, which they are a true bioweapon that kill people. This is what was done by the Trump regime under Operation Warp Speed. Now, I'm sorry, folks, there might be some people, at least here in the United States, this podcast goes globally, that might not like that. Again, this was done by the Trump regime under Operation Warp Speed, and it was. Volumes of high authoritative data and information revealed the plan all along was to commit mass genocide against American people as well as against traditionally white Christian nations. There's only one global crime syndicate, malevolent secret society that possesses both the pernicious power and a pervasive influence to carry out such a capital crime spree against all of humanity and effectively cover it up, State of the Nation is pointing to this piece for more information. There's more definitive and legal airtight body of evidence that verifies highly organized conspiratorial plot to penetrate both mass murder and injury against the American people. Profuse evidence, exists to show that there is massive domestic bioterrorism program taking place here in the United States that is responsible for the creation of unleashing COVID.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Directly relates to the World Health Organization, WHO, and the International Health Regulations of 2005. And this just keeps going on and on and on. It's also a product of multi-decade erosion of civil rights, which made possible by congressional treason. Things that used to be federal and state crimes were legalized, allowing the genocidal deep state, and then in it needed to develop and unleash the COVID to critically decay, according to the Bolowick News. Catherine Watt began around 1983 when the public health emergency sector was added to the 1944 Public Health Service Act. The 1944 Public Health Service Act in itself has already militarized human machine in the U.S., and the insertion of public health emergencies clause amplifies that. Most of the worst laws have been passed since 2000, just before 9/11, and the U.S. Department of Defense, the false flag anthrax attacks, Watts warns. The basic goal of architects, which has been archived, was to set up legal conditions in which the governing power of the United States could automatically be transferred from citizens and the three constitutional branches into the hands of Health and Human Services Secretary, effective at the moment the HHH declares himself a public emergency, legally transforming free citizens into enslaved subjects. There you go, folks. I'm going to leave a link down below for this article. It's very, very interesting. This is the world we live in. The United States is just getting worse and worse and worse, unfortunately. And there's just no way around it. I hate to say it. The world is getting worse and worse and worse. If you don't know God through Jesus Christ, folks, you better know him now. It's this time in the podcast. I want to say a prayer. If you've not given your life to Jesus and invited Jesus into your life, this is the opportunity. Time is ticking away. The beast system is here. In case you don't know what the beast system is, I've been asked, and I will do a podcast. It'll probably take about an hour at least, and that's on a good day, but I will cover the beast system and what it is, and I'll break it down very simple. Again, I'm not a pastor or anything else like that. I'm just a simple a man here podcasting, bringing it to you. I'm just a person that wants to get the word out to you through this podcast, in the name of Jesus Christ, and warn you. So if you haven't given your life to Jesus and invited him into yours, this is the time right now, folks. Go find yourself a quiet spot. I don't care if you have to go out to your car, your truck, go into the bathroom, lock the door for 5 minutes, but just I want you to say a simple prayer. If you want to give your life to Jesus Christ and has not yet invited Jesus and God into your life, I'll give you just a second. Find a quiet spot. Here we go, folks. Repeat after me. Here's a prayer. If you'd like to receive the gift God has for you today, say this prayer with your heart and with your lips out loud. It's just a really short prayer. It'll only take about a minute or two, folks. Here you go. Repeat after me. Dear Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me of my sin. Wash me, cleanse me, set me free. Jesus, thank you that you died for me. I believe that you have risen from the dead and that you're coming back for me again. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Give me a passion for the lost, a hunger for the things God, and holy boldness to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. I am saved. I am born again. I'm forgiven. I'm on my way to heaven because I've accepted you, Jesus, into my heart, Yeshua. I pray in your precious name, amen. And you are saved, folks. If you repeat that prayer with your heart, mind, and soul, congratulations. And I want to say there's just three quick things I would like for you to do real fast, folks. The first one being is number one, get yourself a Bible. Get yourself a Bible. If you're here in the United States, start studying. Get yourself a Bible through Amazon. If you can't afford something through Amazon, they're only about between 20 and 30 bucks. I've just priced them recently. If you can't afford that, then I'll tell you what you do. Then find yourself a church. That's step number two. Step number one is get yourself a Bible and start reading and reading. Step number two is go to church. Find yourself a Christian church that preaches the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, preaches the Trinity, and get involved in that church. Step number three is once you find that church, you can ask them at that church if you don't have money for a Bible, and they'll get you a Bible, I'm sure. Any normal churches, anybody will, a good Christian church. And step number three, go back to and set a time. Go back to get a hold of a pastor, junior pastor, senior pastor, even a deacon or a member of the church and say, hey, write down some questions. What is salvation? What is Jesus Christ? When is he returning? Why did the devil cause all this carnage? What is this? I don't like this anymore. Write everything down. What is the Trinity? All these questions you have over and over and over, write them down and get a hold of that church member. Ask them and say, can I set a time, an hour or so, and I want to ask you a bunch of questions. Write them down and ask those questions. And the last step, folks, what I want you to do is get baptized. Baptize is a way to signify that you have died and you have resurrected once again. That's the most important thing. It's very important. But the first two steps, get yourself a Bible, find yourself a church. That were the first two steps. And just get your questions answered. And then that was the last step. Get yourself baptized, folks. That's it. I'm Eric, and this is End Time World News. Thank you so much for tuning in. God bless you. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. If you like the podcast, folks, and again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. I'm Eric Erb, and this is End Time World News. Be well, be safe. Most importantly, folks, God bless you and your family. That's it for now. Bye until next week.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.